press the button to reset. How about the kids when they're playing these video games and it's not going the way they want it to go? Reset, you know, and start over again. And at home, how many times when we're dealing with some piece of equipment, it's not working right? Reset, reboot, you know, that kind of thing with your computer, which gets very frustrating at times. But think about this concept of press button to reset. So many times a day we do something like that in whatever we're doing. I chose for the scripture today, God led me to Romans 6, verses 4 through 10. I would like to read that to start with. Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, the like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and then henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Which is very appropriate for all of us, too, thinking of reset. What about life? How many of us have ever thought of the concept of push button, reset heart? You may not have tied that together, but think about that. When you've made that decision for him, you've actually pressed the reset button on your heart to change the direction in which you're going. And that's what I want us to think about. Once we've made that decision and we've pressed that button, we've been baptized and we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, what is the next step? And I would think the next step, once we have that, is wisdom. And I would like to read from James 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So God says if we ask for wisdom, he will give us wisdom. Now, think about this. What is wisdom? Is it knowing good from evil? Is wisdom making a right decision to look before you cross the street? Just what is wisdom? Let's think about that for a minute. Wisdom. I've got to share a little story about something I saw this morning. We've been plagued by woodchucks at our place. They get very nasty. They dig holes where they shouldn't be digging them and create problems. So I've been trapping them and taking care of them that way. So a couple days ago, I set the trap and I put a nice apple in there, you know. And I went back the next day to check my trap, and the apple was gone, but the trap hadn't gone off. And I says to Lynn, I says, I bet you those pesky squirrels got in there somehow and got away with the apple. So I says, all right. So I did it the next day, and I moved the trap closer to the house by the pool there and put fresh apples in there. And I says, okay, maybe the squirrel won't bother it here. It's away from where they were living back in the trees. Come home from work, go back to check the trap. Oh, it went off. Okay, I hope I got one. I go back there, and here's this pesky squirrel. He trapped himself in the trap. He got the apple, but he got trapped. So I turned the trap around, aimed him toward the backyard, and I says, all right, buddy, take off. And he did. He ran out of there like anything. So, okay. So now the trap is empty. I put it back where it was, and I set it, but I didn't put any bait in it. I just left it that way because I didn't have time to go get another apple and put it in there. So this morning, I said to Lynn, I looked out the back window where I'm having breakfast. I said, oh, the trap's been tripped. And there was no bait in it. And I said, well, this should be interesting. So now this, you're wondering where wisdom's going to come in here. And I'll tell you in just a minute. I go back there and I walk around. Oh, there's something in there. Guess what it was? No. It was a possum. It was a possum in the trap. Now, you talk about wisdom, for example. Here's a trap that's open, it's set. No bait, nothing in there to encourage something to go into that trap. Yet this stupid, pardon me, possum goes in there and he gets trapped in this thing with no bait. So I said, okay. So I turn the trap around so it's facing back area. And I open the door. And he's curled up in there, sound asleep. Okay? Here's this possum sleeping in this trap. So I open it up. And I says, okay, buddy, you can take off now. And he only does is wake up and look at me, opens his mouth and shows me them big teeth. And I says, okay, buddy. I said, all right. So I kept the lever back, and I put a rock on that, leaving it open. And I says, all right, go whenever you want to leave. You know? And he went back to sleep. He didn't walk out of the trap. The point I'm making is, there's an example, a good example of wisdom. Here's this dumb animal getting trapped for no bait, and he had an opportunity for freedom, yet he didn't take it. He could have gone right out of there. So I'm hopefully, when he go home tonight or after church, that he's decided to get up and leave. Yeah, yeah, they'll all move in with him. But, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was all nice and comfortable, all curled up there and showed me them teeth. Leave me alone. I want to go back to sleep, you know, that kind of thing. And it made me think about us. How many times do we walk into situations and we use our wisdom where we can think a little bit better than this animal could think, and yet we get trapped. We get trapped into doing something that we don't want to do. You never know. You walk into something. Looks so nice. Oh, this is great. And the next thing you know, you might be in jail. You might have something happen to you. You may be hurt. There's all kinds of situations that take place. And this is where wisdom comes in. We have to use what God has given us. And again, you say, well, wait a minute. I don't have so much wisdom. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. God is providing that wisdom if you ask for it, and he's willing to give it freely. Speaking of wisdom, as many of you know, with Awaken American Ministries, well, we do all kinds of things. We get involved and do things. And one of the things we do, Boscoffs have their Friends Helping Friends special sale day. And that's coming up on October the 16th up at the Boscoffs store here in Deptford or wherever you have a Boscoffs store. So they give us the opportunity as a nonprofit organization to sell their passes. So for that one day, you can get 25% off all day. I'm doing a commercial. 25% off all day, and you can use it there multiple times. And we get $5 for selling these passes. And the ministry gets to keep the whole $5, which is a real blessing to help us to build money up to take care of all our mailings. And they also provide the opportunity for us to go to the store, and they provide a table for us inside the store, and we can sell these passes in the store for a block of time. And Lynn and I were up there, and Paul were up there yesterday from like 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. And we love the shoe department. I mean, Linda loves the shoes, so I won't go there. But we go into the shoe department to that end door there. And we have our table set up, and I hang these signs around it. And then I put Awaken America's signs on a table, and we put calendars out. You know, it really looks attractive and opportunities there. And as people come in the store, we sell these tickets to the people as they come in. And we usually maybe get about $100 by the time we're done with these passes for that period of time. So yesterday we're up there doing it, and about 2 minutes of two before we're done, I turned to Paul and I says, all right, 2 minute warning, I want to sell one more. Not everybody buys these, mind you. So I says, I want to do one more before we leave within 2 minutes. Now think about that. I've set a time limit of 2 minutes to do this. What opportunity do you think I have for somebody to come by and me to sell them one of those in 2 minutes? I'll take the challenge. So he's doing the countdown on me. 1 minute left, 30 seconds left, 15 seconds before my time ran out, and the guy walks up to the table, and I called him over, and I made the sale. Got my one within a 2 minute time. And we got talking a little bit, and he asked me about what Awaken America Ministry was, and I was sharing that with him. And okay, thank you. And not only did we give them the pass, but we also gave them calendars and things to take a take with them. He walks away and he comes back. He walks up to me and he holds his hand out like this. He says, "Do you want wisdom? Do you want wisdom?" Now this is strange. I mean, I'm in a public place and here's a public person coming in here. I said, "Sure, I want wisdom." And he dropped in my hand three hearts. Three hearts, as you can see here. And I said, "Thank you," and he left. After he left, I took a look at this. And I says, "Wow, what is this?" And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not trust yourself, but God first. He will crown you with wisdom." And at the bottom of this, it says, he had scripture verses. You might want to jot these down to look at sometime. Proverbs 3, 1 to 26. Proverbs 3, 1 to 26. Galatians 5, 13 to 26. That was Galatians 5, 13 to 26. And I says, okay, let's see what's on the other side of this thing. And he had the other side. God is good. You're special to him. Wisdom comes in meditating on Proverbs. God forgives. God forgives. Ask. And then he had scripture for that. And the scriptures that he had for that were John 3, 16 to 18. John 3, 16 to 18. And 1 John 1 through 9. 1 John 1 through 9 had all this on his heart. So here's a man going around handing out these hearts with these messages on here and the scripture for people to look up. I thought that was quite interesting. That here's something that somebody is doing on their own to encourage people. And then the scripture verses, of course, for them to look up later on. But I thought that was pretty neat that my last sale turned into a real blessing because I got this, and I have an opportunity to share this with you and other people. So it's pretty neat what you'll find that God can do there. By the way, if you want a shopping pass, we have them available. It's the 16th. Thought I had some fun with the commercial here. But think about this for a minute. There's some other things. Now that we have made a decision that we are seeking wisdom and we have wisdom, what are we supposed to do? Well, let's take a look here in Matthew 28, 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." So we're given a command here. This is not an option. We are commanded to go out and make disciples. We are commanded to go out and talk to people and to share our faith. Now, to go along with that, I would like to read Matthew 10, 16. "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." So it means that we're supposed to go out, and wherever we go, people are not going to agree with us. They're not going to want what we have to say. But we need to be submissive to the point that we can get our message across. You don't go up and say, "Brother, are you saved?" That kind of thing. But you, through your example, through your life, the way you're living, the way you treat people, the way you handle your life, wherever you go, people see your example. So we are supposed to be harmless as doves, but wary as serpents, to be aware of what's taking place around us. in going with this idea of sharing our faith, again, we end up in a lot of different places. Linda and I go around and we meet people, we do things. Last night we were at dinner at the Gateway Diner up here in Westville with Michael and Joanne. And after dinner, we're leaving, going down the steps to go out, and I was leading the way, I was first out, there was a man in front of me taking his good old time going down the steps. And he turned to me and said, "Oh, I broke my leg a while back and I have problems going up and down steps." And with that I replied, "I can appreciate that because I smashed my heel a while ago and my ankle's so bad that I have problems walking in long distances, so I can relate to that, and I'm going down slow also." We get out front and the two of us stopped there, and I had given him a pocket calendar. See the commercial again for pocket calendars. Can't say that enough to what it does to start conversations. But I gave him one, and Joanne and Michael and Linda, they all went over to the cars. And I'm standing there talking to this man, and we're sharing. He turns out to be a truck driver. And he was supposed to take a load to New York City. His name is Randy, and he was supposed to go up there, well, yesterday. But the paperwork wasn't ready. So he went there for dinner, and he's laying over to leave Monday. So we got talking, and he said, "Where's your church?" And I says, "We're not a church, we're a mission." And I was telling him how and what we did for Awaken America Ministries. And I invited him to church. He says, "Well, where's your church?" And I says, "Well, if you'd like, you come to this little community Baptist church tomorrow." And I thought he might be here because he was really excited about coming. We had a good talk and share. But the point I'm making is, here is a perfect stranger, never met him before, found something in common. We both had a bad leg. We got talking, and we got a chance to share that he was a Christian, and it was great to know that and to share with him and to invite him. As we had back here about Lorelei saying about the policeman and inviting him to come out, you never know where there's an opportunity, and to take advantage of that opportunity. And just think for a minute. It was mentioned earlier about the judge being set up now for the Supreme Court with just two votes. Let's think back a couple years. What happened? All of a sudden, Hillary was supposed to be president. Everything is in place, and God said no. It is his plan. He raises kingdoms. He puts kingdoms down. And it is his decision as to what is going to happen. This shook the world with that election. And it also, many of us, I listened to it, Lynn and I listened to some of the trial business they were going through for the judge. And it just goes to show you that no matter what happens, God is in control. He controls what is going on. Now, again, this brings us back to our wisdom about making the right decisions. Right now, each one of us in this country is in a position of something is going to happen. Now think about this. What does that have to do with me? Well, you know what we live in? We live in what they call a republic. And a republic is of and by the people. So we are ultimately in charge of what's going on. We elect these people to the various positions. And I'm not getting into politics, Republican, Democrat. We elect these people based on what we feel that we need to do in our hearts based on what God wants us to do. We make these decisions based on him and what seems to be best. So again, this comes back to wisdom. We need the wisdom as we move forward. We have an election time coming up in about a month. And this election is going to be a very pivotal point in our country. So again, let's seek God for the wisdom that we need to make the right decisions of who we put in, who we take out of office. Ultimately, he is in control. He is controlling who and what and where, because that miracle of two votes is remarkable. And again, it is only him who is controlling all these different things. So again, we need to use this wisdom. We have to pray. We have to ask God to give us the direction. And with the people that we work with, we interface with, we share with, we need to let them know that God is in control. We need to be that witness wherever we go. They may never step inside a church. They may never hear a pastor preach. They only see you and the way you act and the way you respond. I don't like to say this, but I work with a person who professes to be a Christian. And if you hear her language, you hear what she says, the way she talks to people, it just, ugh. And at one time, I told Lynn, I was praying about it, and I actually closed my door and confronted her one time with this. And nothing changed. So again, you need to hold true. It's interesting, and I'm not putting myself on a pedestal when I say this, but the people that I work with, they have a respect for what I say and what I do. They don't curse around me. They don't do things around me. And again, I'm trying to set the example. I don't condemn them, but I work with them. And all of you know what I'm saying wherever you go and what you're dealing with, that you need to set that example and to be there. If they have a problem, they can come to you, and you can pray for them. You can pray with them. You can help them in whatever's going on. But the most important thing is wisdom. We need to ask God to give us that wisdom to discern the right direction in our lives and moving forward for this country. So again, this is a republic. It's upon each one of us as to what direction we're going to move on from here. God has given us opportunities to change this country, and we're at a very pivotal point right now that we need to do this. So again, let's just pray for a minute for that, Lord. We thank you to give us all in this room the wisdom to deal with situations, whether it's something in our family, whether it's something that we're dealing with neighbors, or whatever the situation is, and especially this country, Lord, that we have an opportunity to speak out. People are protesting things that they don't even know they're protesting. They're just out there because somebody's out there and they're out there with them. They have no clue what's going on, Lord. And we just pray that we be the salt of the earth, that each one of us, Lord, wherever we are, provide that opportunity to be that person that you would have us to be. In your name we pray. Amen.